we find by both Yaakov's bracha and Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha, by Yisachar and Zvulun, that Zvulun is mentioned first. It says Zvulun l'chayf yamim yishkoin u'l'chayf oni yosfiyarsay al-tzidoin, and then Yisachar chamor gorem. So even though Zvulun was born after Yisachar, Zvulun is mentioned first, both here in Vayechi and later on in Vezois HaBracha, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the brachas, that the order is switched. So the Zohar and Dvorin ask the Kasha that why is it that Zvulun is mentioned first, besides the fact that Yisachar is older? Yisachar was the Shevet that represented Torah. The Shevet of Yisachar was the Talmid HaChachomim, the leaders in Torah and Klal Yisrael. And we know that Torah is everything. Torah certainly rises above everything else. And so the fact that Yisachar represented Torah, Yisachar should have been mentioned first, just for that itself, besides the fact that he was older. So the Zohar explains that Zvulun had a contract with Yisachar. Yisachar was going to sit and learn, and Zvulun was going to support, the Shevet of Zvulun was going to support the Shevet of Yisachar so that they could learn. So they would go out and work the seas, as we'll see later, and go out and do commerce and create business, and they were going to support Yisachar to learn. And so because of that idea, that they are going to support, v'shteitzach, they learn Torah themselves too, when they could, like, every year there's a chiyuv to learn Torah. But they were going to support Yisachar to be called kuloi, arangaton in learning. And because of that support that they were going to give, so that's why they're mentioned first. A remez to this, we find that the pasuk says twice l'choif. It says Zvulun l'choif yamim yishkoin, by the shore of the seas, v'hu l'choif oniyoy, and the shore where the ship stuck. So it says the choif twice. It says the Zohar, one is for Elam Azeh and one is for Elam Abba, that because they were doing business by the seashores, that they were zoyche both to Olam Hazeh and to Olam Haba. They were zoyche to Olam Hazeh to have business, to have parnosa, and they were zoyche to Olam Haba because they supported Torah. And somebody who supports Torah has a chelek in that Torah. The Maaseh with Rabbanan, somebody once said to him that Gvir, Big Gvir, he wasn't maybe such a big Talmud Chacham, and he supports Torah, and we sit here and we schwitz and we harve and we work on the sugyas all day long, and we come out with a maskana, and he does nothing all day long, gives us money, and all of a sudden, in the Masifta Derekia, he understands all the sugyas. What's pshat? So Rabban said to him, yeah, taka, as I state, that if you support Torah, so then you get a chelek in that Torah, so then you understand that Torah and Oil Man. Over the Yagiyas of Torah, Dr. Baron Daddy doesn't have. The Haravanya, the Schwitz, the Geschmack in harving and learning. Shelzach Ford, Taki Geschmack. To Schwitz, the Harava, to work through the Sugyas, to be Miyageya and Taira, that you only have with your own Schwitz. But Al Koponim, somebody who supports Taira is Zaycha, so he's Zaycha to Shnei Ailomis, he's Zaycha to Mazer Maba, and for that he's mentioned first. But the Zohar says it's not just them because they supported the Torah. The Zohar says that they were moiser nefesh to support the Torah. They wouldn't put food in their own mouths. They withheld the lechem from their own mouths until Yisachar had food to eat. And only after Yisachar had food to eat to have the koiches to be able to sit and learn, only then did they support themselves. So it's not just them, they were multi-gazillionaires and they wrote a $1,000 check, it's like you're giving a dollar for me and you. It's the pshat is they struggled, they were moisa nefesh to make sure that Yisachar had the wherewithal to be able to learn Torah before they even took care of themselves. And when you do something with the Mesiras Nefesh, the outcome is tremendous. And therefore they're listed first. There's a vort by Leah. Leah, it says, was Moiser Nefesh. She was pregnant with another Shevet, another son, the seventh son. And she was Moiser Nefesh to give up, and she davened them with Mespaul and changed that the Vlad should be not another Shevet to embarrass her sister Rochel. She wouldn't even be like one of the Shizchas. And it turned into Dina. And so Leah was Moiser Nefesh in that sense. And Dina is born, and what happens? Shechem is Ma'anis Dina. Shkoyach for your Mesiras Nefesh, let me pay you back the favor. And Shechem is Ma'anis Dina. What happens? A daughter is born, and this daughter is sent down to Mitzrayim, and this daughter marries Yosef HaTzadik and has two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. So the Mesiras Nefesh of Leah, to give up one Shevet, the schus, the outcome is, she now is responsible for two shvatim. When something is done by Mesiras Nefesh, you steig in learning better. You become a better Oyved Hashem. You become a better Ben Torah. When you have to be Mesir Nefesh to get something, to acquire something, then the outcome is better. There's a maisa with the Stei Chemed. Stei Chemed was a young man who was learning in Koil. And it was a flourishing koil, and it was run by a Zrachya, I think was his name. And he ran this koil, and the Sechemet, and many in the life were learning, and it was a beautiful koil, and everything was running gishmak. And there was a balabas in the city who was very jealous of this koil. And so he wanted to start up. So what he did was he went to the local cleaning lady, to the shiksa, and he said, he paid her to make up a maisa that the Seichemed did all kinds of stuff with her, all sorts of inappropriate behavior. And so she comes to the Beis Medrash and she makes a rash and she starts pointing to the Seichemed, and he did this and he did this and going on and on. And the Rizrachi comes in and he hears the tumult and he says the kettle was staying and the maid is fired. Well, they fire the maid. Things die down a little bit. Everyone looks suspect at the Stechemed. They're not 100% sure. Years later, the maid comes back and she says to the Stechemed, she says, I have to be moided. I got paid to make up this maisa about you. But the money ran out and I was fired from my job. So would you do me a favor and would you try and speak to my old employer and get my job back? So the Sechemed is thinking to himself, Azah chutzpah. I should go and I should get her a job back. She ruined my reputation. So he says, if I then he makes a cheshbin, a frumah cheshbin, if I'm going to get her a job here, it's going to come out the maisa. So he says, don't say anything. I'll get you a job in the next town over. I have a friend over there. I'll get you a job in the next town. Nobody should know anything. Not Metchila, not Misoif. And so, Kachava, he gets her a job in the next town. And the Seichemed said on himself, when he was coming back from that town after doing that Maisa, his head opened up, his brain, Pashut, opened up. And he was able to understand a tremendous amount of learning. He was able to have a deeper Havana than he ever had before. Because the Maisa done with Mesiras Nefesh, when it's difficult and it's shver and it's hard and you do the maisa with full Mesiras Nefesh, then the outcome is tremendous. The outcome is much more. And so the Seichemed said on himself, that's how he was able to write the Seichemed after that maisa of Mesiras Nefesh. And so since Zvulun was Moiser Nefesh to support Yisachar, therefore they come first. In the Bracha of Yaakov Avinu, in the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, their name is mentioned first because of this union of Mesiras Nefesh. The Sefri and Dvorin tells us another idea of the role of Zvulun. Zvulun was out in the world. Zvulun traveled around and participated in commerce and made business. And so they came into contact with the Goyim. They came into contact with the outside world. And so they were the ones who brought the beauty of Yiddishkeit out to the Goyim of the Welt. And the Sifri says that the Goyim would come to the Chelek of Zvulun in Eretz Yisrael to look at the merchandise and to conduct business, and they would see the beauty of Yerushalayim, they would see the beauty of Yiddishkeit, and they'd be Megayer. And so the Sifri says that's also a Yesoid of why Zvulun comes before Yisachar. Because they're responsible, because of them, Goyim would come into contact with Yiddishkeit and they would be Megayer. Now, stell dich vor, this is even without Kavona. Zvulun did not decide to make a Kiruv organization to inspire people. They were just living their lives. They were living their lives in a regular way. And people came to see, and because they were responsible for people coming in to Yerushalayim and seeing the beauty of Yiddishkeit, it's to their credit. So they get a tremendous schus on something that was an unintended consequence. Shtel zachtar, if we would put in the kavana to something, if we would have the kavana that we're doing something l'shem shamayim, we're doing something l'shem a mitzvah, Allah has kama v'kama kavachoyim, how much schar that we would get. There's a case, Chazal, if somebody drops money and an oni finds that money and gets a parnosa from that money, it's your schus. The last thing you wanted was to give the money away. It fell out of your pocket. But if somebody finds it and is misparnas from it, so it's on your credit, your schus. Allah has kama v'kama, if we would do things with the kavana that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah, that we're doing it l'shem shamayim. Person holds the door open for somebody. It's a very American thing to do. You hold open the door. Gevaldik. If we would think for a minute, I'm doing this l'shem chesed, it makes a big difference. It changes the maisa. It makes it something that's a much more appropriate maisa for a bentayra, not just on a maisa I'm doing out of habit by rote. So in Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kishefa yamim yinoku usfune tmune choy, that they suck up the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. That's what Zvulun did. And the Gemara in Megillah tells us on Davov that their wealth came from the capturing of the chalazin, the dealing in fish, and by making white glass from the sands of the seashores. So these are the things that they did to conduct their business. And clearly, the parnasa of Zvulun came from the sea, was tied to the sea, was tied to the waters. And the pasuk in Bereishis says,
thank you.
Vayomer Elokim Yikavu Amayim Mitachas Hashamayim El Mokim Echot Seiro Yaboshem Ayichein. That the Rebbeinu Shalom had to the Mayim. The Maral explains that the Mayim was created independent of the Oretz. The Mayim and the Oretz are two separate creations. And the Mayim encompassed the entire world, whatever it was, B'shas the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. And the Rabbeinu Shalom had to make room for Adam, had to push away the Mayim that was there, Al Ha'aretz, in order to make room for the Bria to come so that Adam could come and have an existence in the Bria. But Be'etzer Mayim was encompassed the entire Bria. And we find Mayim was used many times as an Einish. In Dor Enosh, Mayim came and destroyed a third of the world. In the Dor HaMavol, Mayim came and destroyed the entire world. The first two Makas in Mitzrayim were with Mayim. The Yiddish babies were thrown into the Mayim in Mitzrayim. We have the Meimororin, the Meimoriva. Mayim many times is found in the context of an Einish, of punishing Adam. We find also Mayim in Mitzvahs. There's Nitzel HaMayim, Gishmei Bracha. Mayim is one of the components that makes the very essence of life. And so there's a stickle stira in the Mayim, which we'll see in a minute. But our Koponim, Adam Arishin, or Noyach by the Mabul, it destroyed everything in the world except for the Mayim and the dog and the fish and the sea didn't get destroyed. Had no Shlita to contain the seas in the Mabul. And Zvulun of all the Shvatim, it would seem, came the closest to being able to have some sort of a containment on the Mayim, to having some sort of control or some sort of Hano, some sort of benefit from the Mayim itself, directly from the seas themselves. And so this begets the question, it says in Megillah, that Zvulun complained. He said, La'adhi nosen lahem sodis ukromim velina sata yamim in horis. You gave my brothers all the other Shvatim, they got fields and vineyards, they got things on the land, and me you gave the yamim, you gave me the seas and the waters. And so why is he complaining? L'chaira, this Shevet has the closest chance to being able to capture the koyach of the Mayim over anybody else. So why are they complaining about their chelak on the Mayim? So the Marsha says that really both Yisachar and Zvulun were in the same area. Both Yisachar and Zvulun had the same chelak. Just Yisachar were B'nai Taira. They were happy with what they had. They were sameach v'chelkom. They chose to lead a life that was focused in ruchnius, in Torah, in Yerushalayim. And so they chose to be sufridim, to be happy with their chelik and what they got. Zvulun was not fully involved in Torah. Zvulun was also involved in Parnosa. And so Mamela, they lacked an understanding a little bit to how to be able to deal with the Yamin, to how to be able to deal with the seas. Yisachar at the same time, although he reached tremendous heights in Torah, couldn't be Masak in the Chet of Mother Marishan either, because he didn't have exposure to this world. He only had exposure to the world of Torah. He didn't have any exposure to the Oretz. He didn't have any exposure to the Gashmiyot. And in order to be Masak in the Chet of Mother Marishan, it had to be like Mother Marishan, where it was Ruchnius and Gashmius together. Was a synthesis of the Ruchnius and the Gashmius together. And as we said before, the Stira in the Mayim. And Be'etzem as B'nai Torah today, we have to know that we have to be Yisachar and Zvulun. We have to learn the lesson from the Stira of the Mayim. On one hand, we have to combat the seas of Shmutz, of Avodah Zarah, of all the things that there are out there in the Welt that are calling to us to schlep us down, to schlep us away from a life of Torah. And how do we conquer that? With the Mayim Alei. Ain't Mayim Ala Torah. Torah is the way that we combat the Yetzer Hara. With the Mayim of Torah is how we combat the mayim of all the shtusim that there are out there. The Beis Medrash is the one place that a bacher can completely lose himself in the Olam HaTorah. He doesn't have to worry about what anyone thinks. He doesn't have to worry what anyone's going to say, what he's wearing, what his style is. It's all not negay when he walks into the doors of the Beis Medrash. All he has to worry about is hurting on the Tosfos. All he has to worry about is understanding deeper, davening better, becoming a bigger Ben Torah, becoming a bigger mensch. Outside in the world, hopefully we feel uncomfortable. We go outside sometimes, and we hope that we feel different, not like everyone else. And it sets us on edge perhaps a little bit. But the Beis Medrash is the place where we don't have to worry. The Beis Medrash is the place that we don't have to worry about what's going on out there in the Welt. We don't have to worry about all the shtusim that go on. We don't have to worry about all the taivis and the nisyonis. We just have to worry about steiging and learning. The Yetzirah starts off with the Yushlep into the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is the medicine. The Beis Medrash is the antidote for all the shtusim that there are out there. And so therefore, we hope that we can say Shiftu b'Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayei, should be able to be in the Beis Medrash our whole lives, be able to devote our entire lives to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to combat all the shtusim that we're faced with on a daily basis. And if we do that, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will bring the Shiach Tzidkenu v'Meherav Yameinu.